This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Hello, I'm Jonathan Arbrough, an avid and intrepid traveller. From scuba diving to jungle trekking, skydiving to glacier walking, I have travelled to all seven continents of the world. I have crossed the Arctic and Antarctic circles, stood with my feet on either side of the equator, and climbed to the top of Mount Kilimanjaro. Being diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosa and going blind have not stopped my travels, just changed the way in which I experience them. As I share some of my adventures with you, I hope this will encourage you to try some travels of your own. People sometimes ask me how I travel or if I still enjoy traveling as I can no longer see. I explain that travel's not all about seeing, although obviously if you have vision, you're going to take in your surroundings through your vision. But although my other senses haven't improved, I've learned to pay more attention to them, and I also see through the people around me. Today I want to take you on some of the amazing experiences that I've been on and show you what I mean about traveling as a blind man. My favorite example of seeing through the eyes of others was on a giant river in Borneo. We were out on a small boat with about six other people, and we were hoping to see some of the pygmy elephants of Borneo. At first, we were riding along the river with the date palms and jungle running alongside us, and there was a huge air of hope and anticipation on the boat. And then we heard the trumpeting of the elephants. There was excitement mounting on the boat, but there was no elephant to see yet. And as I remember what an elephant looks like, as I have had vision and I've been on safaris and to game reserves, I could paint a picture in my own head. Then the mother and baby came out into view, and there was so much excitement on the boat. Then, to our delight, the elephants went into the water and swam across a river quite close by in front of us. And as they were telling me quietly, the baby elephant was really having to work to get to the other bank. Thankfully, they got to the other side safely. The mother helped the baby out of the water and they strolled off into the jungle. What an amazing experience that was. Afterwards, everybody just wanted to tell me all about it on the boat and make sure that I had understood the experience that I had just been part of. What a brilliant way to see through their eyes. Next, we head across the world to New York City. This is always such an exciting city to visit. It's so different from my home city of London, although I still believe, for me, London is the best place in the world to live. We had decided to go to New York City for a few days en route to Miami, and given it was the beginning of January, we did expect it to be cold. What no one had planned for was there was a sudden snow bomb. Now, we'd never heard of that, but what it turned out to be is that New York was a complete whiteout. We were staying quite close by to Times Square and all the shops around it, but instead of walking around, we ended up throwing snowballs at each other in the middle of Times Square. I did manage to hit Annie with a few snowballs as I could hear her delight as she was prancing about in the snow. And of course, she managed to get me in the face a few times, which is icy, freezing, and, well, sometimes a bit of a surprise, I must admit. After a while, we were completely chilled to the bone, so it was time to go in search of hot chocolate. Most of the shops in the area were closed as people had been advised to stay home. So whenever we did come across a shop, we did go inside to try and warm up a little bit along the way. There was practically no traffic as well because everyone had been warned that it was too dangerous to drive around the middle of New York City. Thankfully, we did find that there were a few diners open and the next morning went to one of them for breakfast. They didn't seem to mind us sitting there for ages as our coffee cups just magically kept being filled up. Our journey to the airport for our flight to Miami was another adventure. The pavements were icy and slippery and we had decided we would take the metro. It seemed to be the safest way of getting there. We made it to the station, staying upright on our feet, and thankfully the journey was a success. Getting into the airport terminal was again another challenge of walking across a big snowy icy area, and then we had to hope to actually be able to fly. Our plane went for de-icing twice, which, although I couldn't see it, I could hear these giant fans blowing across the wings of our aeroplane. And then, as soon as the aeroplane had been de-iced, The pilot took us as quickly as he could towards the runway in the hope that we could get off. Thankfully, we did make it. We flew off to Miami, and we heard a few hours later that the airport had been completely shut and was kept for the rest of the day. So we were able to continue our holiday. Not seeing any of that didn't detract from anything. I had the greatest time playing around in the snow and experiencing the world of white in New York. Join me next time on RNIB Connect Radio for another adventure. But for now, I'll leave you to plan your own travels.